But this neoclassic approach doesn't by any means have to be witty. It can be severely solemn, as in this piano concerto he wrote in the same year as the octet. Can't say that's witty. And one of the most curious aspects of both of those pieces is that year of 1923 in which they were both written, so very different from each other. Does 1923 ring a bell with you? Do you remember from last time? It was in that year, if you recall, that Schoenberg, on his totally other side of the Great Divide, was presenting his serial concept for the first time in that Opus 23 piano piece I played you. And that was his version of the big save. So we suddenly have a clear, eye-opening picture of these two great masters in the same year responding in their highly individual ways to the same crisis of the 20th century.